Amy at 97 FM in Springfield, and my show is Radioactive. Can anyone out there hear me?
Sick of silence, let it out.
This is Ethan from LA,
I'm 16, but I'm not sweet.
Are you running the streets? Call the Rio Runaway Hotline.
KCAT, Los Gatos, California.
This is, I am. Are you?
This is No Protection, out from New Jersey.
Hi, you're on the air.
Turn on the truth.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, B-Fan Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and as always, thank you for giving me your time. He's trying to break in the room, bro. Now it's crazy.
Check that shit out.
Now you got it. But today, like, I don't know, a smooth conversation. I don't even think I'm going to edit certain things out, but we coolin'. I'm here with...
Mosi Sasaba, a.k.a. Young
Guard 6, man.
Yeah,
he's my guy.
That's what he said.
And I don't know, this may be like an extra episode, something I'll put out. I don't really know. If you want to listen, you can listen. If you want to skip, you can skip. But what we really want to talk about is the idea of, I don't know, what would you call it? Putting everything in God's hands, I guess.
Going with the flow, really.
Yeah, going with the flow. Giving it to the man upstairs, dog. And you don't necessarily got to be a Christian, Catholic, Muslim, anything. But just giving it to some higher power and going with the flow of things and controlling the things that you can necessarily control. So to give y'all a little background on why we're talking about this, we woke up at like 4 in the morning so we can go to like San Diego this morning. Now, you tell your part of the story, how you feel it, bro. Now, I tell you.
I didn't wake up. My ass didn't sleep. I pulled the all-nighter. So, we left USC at 4:30.
Yeah, 4:40. Not like 4:45.
Yeah, like 4:45. Got on the train. We had to go from one train to another train. And then, oh, my backpack.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Nigga, I forgot my backpack on the train, bro.
On the E-line, like this is a public train, bro.
Bro, I had my computer in it. I had my Bible in it. I had my books in it. I had my pencils in it, and I forgot it all on the train, bro.
And bro didn't even notice till we got. Where did we go?
We got on the next train,
bro. We didn't switch trains, and he like, bro, where's my backpack? I'm like.
Oh,
I thought he was playing at first, but he was not playing. So, he did all he could in terms of, like, calling the lady and trying to figure it out.
I ain't gonna lie, that didn't work. She just said, file a report.
Yeah, technically, bro. She made us give her all these directions to where we was going. And they didn't really do much. And he all like, it's cool. I'm like, if you ain't tripping, I ain't tripping.
I mean, like, what could I do more?
No, for real, like, what we gonna do? Go hunt it down against the train. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we can get lost trying to backtrack certain things that happen that we fuck up the next thing. You know what I'm saying?
Literally, huh?
Like, imagine he started tripping over the backpack. He's like, we need to find it. Now we done missed the train for San Diego. And then one of us don't got a ticket insured. We can't get the money back. So now you gotta buy another ticket to get down to San Diego. And it costs, like, all this extra time. And instead, we just accepted what was happening, went with the flow, and cooled out. So we get on the train ride. It was a beautiful train ride, dog. If y'all can ever do anything in terms of, like, just getting up and watch the sunrise, I say do it. Because it's, how did you feel seeing that?
I was, like, half asleep. I ain't even going to lie. But I stayed up to see the sunrise. And I ain't going to lie. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was...
I don't know, it just make you think, bro. Like, the train was going along the coastline.
Yeah.
And he was asleep, but the train was going across the coastline. And you could just see the water and the waves and the people. And it was like, I did my best to try to capture it as much as I could. But, I don't know, it's a lot of moments in life that just aren't to be captured on camera. I just think some things are just meant for your eyes to see and for you to remember. And... it's all about finding a healthy balance between what people see and what people don't see. You know what I mean?
That's actually the thing that I actually find wrong with this generation.
Go ahead.
It's low key. A lot of people be living through the screen.
Man.
Let's take this we go to a concert, for example.
Yeah.
We pull out the phone. Instead of listening to the artist through our eyes, we recording the artist and really listening through the phone. We capturing the moment through the phone.
Right.
Why can't we just put the phone down, watch the artist with our own eyes? Like, of course, we want to recall certain moments. That's what the camera's for.
Yeah.
But we don't got to be on a phone 24/7. And that's right. That's what's wrong with people nowadays. We just want to capture, capture, capture. We're not really recalling anything with our own eyes. And it's just like...
And it's cooking our memories, bro. They like, oh, I thought I had a picture of it, but I don't remember it. We got to be able to actively recall and use our imaginations to bring forth the image that we're trying to put out. And some things are just meant for people to experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Imagine you just recording all the concerts and then the person watching behind the screen feel like they should never go to a concert because it's just going to get recorded and put online the next day anyway. Right. But it's more so the experience that come with the concert that make the concert the concert. Like, yeah, I can cut on the artist's music and then just dance to it in my room and call that a concert. But being able to not even spend money, but being able to make a certain type of purchase for an experience, you know, sometimes it's even free.
Yeah.
Just being able to go to the venue, watch them set up, watch them bring these people out before the main show, and just get that anticipation, and you just sitting and you singing and you with your friends. Now, I've only been to like 2 concerts that have been paid for in my life. I've probably been to like miniature concerts where free people do like, you know, free entertainment or whatever, mm-hmm. but I went to this V's concert. V's is a Detroit rapper. I went to this V's concert, bro. And that was probably some of the most fun I ever had in my life at, like, an event like
that. What was
y'all
doing at the V's concert? I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. A lot of the concerts I go to, it's just straight moshing or something.
For real?
They trying to fight. They trying to kill you. And I mean, I mess with it, though. That's the, but, like, how was V's?
Bro, V's was, like, it was this small venue, bro. Like, a little... I don't even want to say club. It was, like, just a small venue. It was a stage. And it was, like, stand where you could stand at. And this is that. You know what I mean? So, we waiting for him to come out. He finally come out, bruh. And I don't know. It was turn, bruh. He brought Babyface Ray. He brought, bruh, Lucky.
Was this in Detroit?
Big Sean. No, this was here in L.A.
Oh, this was in L.A.?
Yeah, bruh. Shit. So, I don't know. And it was, like, everybody knew the lyrics. And we was all just connecting to each other. But one thing I noticed when I was looking up is that everybody had a phone
everybody
out. And I'm guilty of it too. I had my phone out, but like, I don't know, I end up just putting it up and just singing the song, bro. Just singing with the lyrics and
was
just
you like
feeling it.
There's a difference though. Like, you know how sometimes you can record with the phone in front of your face?
Oh yeah.
There's a difference. They're capturing the moment looking through their phone. They're not, I mean, you could always record and have the phone like aside from your face, like to the side, and you're actually in the moment looking at the artist rap.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's how I record my concerts.
Yeah,
so like I'm recording it on the side so it's not in my face and I'm really in the moment.
That's true.
But
that's what I was doing, bro. I had it like,
so you was really in the moment.
Yeah, bro. I was, yeah, bro. And that was like, I try to see stuff with my own eyes so I can say that I saw it.
Yeah.
I don't really classify an experience as being seen if I don't necessarily grasp it with my own eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I can go to a mountaintop and take a bunch of pictures, but I don't really classify it as something that I observed if I didn't take time to just look off the mountaintop. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Just without my phone, without technology. And I'm not saying you got to be this stoic or this perfect person, because I know me and Mo find ourselves, we in our phone sometimes, but now that I look
all
back,
the time, yeah, but, on that, I'll be just looking at myself.
But now that I like look back at the day, or I look to my camera, I'm like, I didn't take as many pictures as I thought I did, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not mad at it. I can appreciate it.
Because we seen it with our own eyes.
Yeah,
we know it was there.
The experience inside of me is something I feel like I want to share with the rest of the world. So that's why sometimes I try to capture moments. But trying to capture every moment can become a hindrance on yourself. Mm-hmm. Or it make you feel anxious. Because then you like, did I get enough? What if I don't get the right clip? What if I didn't get the right stuff?
And I feel like if it's getting to that point, it's not really for the enjoyment of yourself. Like, you're trying to capture every moment for the enjoyment of other people. So like, it's really just like, it's only a hindrance to you. You're not gaining anything from trying to capture every moment if it's becoming a struggle.
Yeah, and is you trying to flex on niggas?
Yeah, like that. Or is you trying to have fun or flex on niggas? That's really what it is.
Is you trying to enjoy it? Are you enjoying the moment? And it's beautiful when you can sit and observe as well. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we was walking around and stuff, but like we took time to grasp the fact that we was in a situation that we had never been in before. Mm-hmm. We was in an environment that we had never been surrounded by before. We was looking at nature, looking outside, and just enjoying everything that came.
Literally everything. Whether it was the people, the buildings, the animals.
The wind blowing.
Anything, bro. It's like you really understand how beautiful life is once you really put the phone down and live in reality.
And then I feel like a common thing for us today was, bro, our phones were like dead like the whole day.
Yeah, our phones were dead. Maybe that helped. Maybe that's why it wasn't on our phones. Yeah, bro, our phones was
dying,
dead.
Bro. And it's like when your phone died, I just remember one thing I really like to do is like live when I was a kid, and I remember I didn't have a phone, bro, and life just seemed so much more vibrant. Yeah, you know what I mean? And I appreciated life for what it was in terms of just being out in the world, and my phone being halfway dead the whole day really took me out of my phone and into the real world. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so many people around. But the thing that kind of kill it for me sometimes is the fact that when you look up from your phone, you notice that everybody else is still looking down at theirs. And how do you pull people out of that? I guess you could call it vibration.
That's a crazy question, because it's like, how could you pull an entire population off of that vibration?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah, because they call you crazy when you...
It's just something that's become so common nowadays. It's like,
I don't even know what to do.
I don't think you could do that.
I guess you could just try to connect to whoever isn't listens. Looking. And yeah, whoever's listening is going to hit their ears. And that's another big principle with anything. Me and Mo was in the lift today, and the guy was saying, you know, if you want to do anything or become famous off anything, try to make sure you become famous out the joy of your heart, I guess he was trying to say.
Out of your own heart passion.
Yeah, do your passion and just understand that it's going to hit the right audience sooner or later, but you shouldn't be doing it for the sole purpose of trying to reach the audience, because once you start to make the art about others, it's no longer your art. And another thing I had learned was that art isn't necessarily like the product that's being pushed out. Art is the action of whatever is happening.
The action and the process.
And the end goal or the end result is the capturance of that action, I guess you can say. You know, the way I'll put it is, even thinking about, I guess you can start with painting. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm painting a picture, I'm in the moment. I'm thinking of the ideas. That's the art. Art is movement. Being able to move around and see the colors come to my imagination and put them down on paper. And then the end result is what the art of that motion brought to fruition. Or with sports, I'd put like ballerinas or like gymnastics up there in terms of they movement is what the art is. Mm-hmm. Them being able to do the somersault, triple backflips, the tumbles or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what it's called.
That's the art.
Yeah, that's the art. And when they get done, what we witnessed, that action being finished is like the product of that art. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's just beautiful.
It really was. I'm not gonna lie. The whole day was beautiful.
Man, how do you see yourself create? How do you feel like you create for yourself? Not even for others, but just for you, for Mo.
How do I create? I mean, me personally, you could ask anyone. I'm a really random individual. A lot of the things that you could say create is just like the first thing that come to my mind.
True.
So it's whatever I feel like doing in the moment, I'll create it.
Yeah,
just whether it be screaming, whether it be locking in and doing my homework, whether it be paying my bills. I don't even got bills, but whatever I do, whatever I create, it's just whatever comes to my head. And I just I feel like that's a good way of looking at life, because I just feel like I'm less restricted than other people. Just doing whatever comes to my head. Yeah. Obviously, there's some things that need to be restricted actions-wise.
Yeah, or some type of structure to it. But you saying in terms of just decision-making, you pretty open to just looking at the present moment and deciding from what's there right there in that moment.
That's exactly it.
That take us back to the book bag saying, we like, what we gonna do? And then the only real option is you can call. The lady deals with like hundreds of people a day, so that one phone call ain't really gonna stick with her. She really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So you can try to call, get that situated, or you can just be like, all right, I'll buy a new one. And one thing people get twisted in their head is, oh, I'll never be able to buy it again. That right there is what puts you in that whole minefield.
Setting yourself back.
Yeah, you setting yourself back by just believing you'll never replace it. Everything you have is replaceable, bro. Except, like, family and time, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Like, heavy on time.
Yeah, heavy on time. Like, everything around you is replaceable, so don't put so much attachment into it. Even if what was lost isn't replaced to the exact replica. To be like an exact replica, I think that's really the point of life, is for it to not be the same. Mm-hmm. Because if you can just replace the, what's the point of even having it in the first place? The thing that brings significance to objects that we have is the fact that they feel almost irreplaceable. And that could take you on a double-edged sword instead of, that could take you on a I don't know the words. That could take you on a certain route of thinking to where it's like, if everything is irreplaceable, I wouldn't want to lose anything. But on the same accord, if everything is irreplaceable, that means everything is unique. So when you, everything is replaceable. I fucked that one up. When everything is replaceable, damn, I lost the thought.
No, I think you were saying something, but because you said if everything is irreplaceable, then you wouldn't want to lose nothing.
Oh, true. And everything is replaceable. That means it has its own significant value in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So being able to, step into something and be like, you know, I want to make something unique. I want something unique. And we got to understand that every moment that we live is unique. Every moment that we have is like a snowflake. It'll never be recreated again. Mm-hmm. Every snowflake is different. And think of how many snowflakes fall, bro. Like, it's insane. And what make you think if every snowflake is different, that every moment in time not going to be different? It's going to be the same. Nothing is the same, ever. Even if you may perceive it that way, we always changing. We constantly changing. Me and Mo changing right now, just talking out loud.
No cap.
A lot of our viewpoints on life probably being shifted as we talk. And that only happens through conversation and expressing yourself. What's some ways you express yourself, Mo?
That's a great question. I express myself. I'm very open with the way I express myself. So if I have a problem, one, I'll say something about it.
Yeah.
Two, I'll do something about it.
True.
Three, then I'll stand on it. Whatever I got a problem with, I'll stand on it.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm just a like very verbal person expressing myself. I wouldn't say I have any like artistic expression, just because I'm not really an artsy guy.
You are.
I'll throw some clothes on.
That's art.
But that's about it.
That's art though.
Everybody.
You're creating a fit.
I'm creating a fit.
You wear your pieces. You wear your art.
I do.
You are the canvas.
That is true.
And you paint on yourself with your clothes. That was sounded freaky as hell.
But nah, hold on. Killed that shit. You look spitting though.
But yeah, you just being able to express yourself through the means of anything. That could be with clothes. That could be with art. That could be with journaling. Mm-hmm. That can be with talking to yourself. I find myself just talking to myself a lot. And I get a lot of problems figured out.
It's like self-reflection. I feel like it's a good thing to, whether it's in a journal, like,
Out loud, in the
even
mirror.
To another person.
Yeah,
that's like as long as you're figuring stuff out and fixing a problem, like it's mm-hmm. cool.
But your brain never gonna go if you just leave it there stagnant.
Hell no.
I mean, yeah, sometimes it's cool to, it's more than cool. Sometimes it's great for you to sit down, reflect, and meditate, and let your brain not go on autopilot, but let it do its own thing in terms of just figuring stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're feeling stagnant, sometimes it's, you got to move. You got to get motion going. And I'm not saying you got to be super productive for the day, but you got to get something going so the ball can start rolling down the hill. You know what I'm saying?
It's not going to be like an instant process. Yeah. You're not going to get it done right away, but as long as you start.
Yeah, then something going to come through. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The ball at the top of the hill is all potential energy. No matter how fast we think it can go, how far we think it can go, how slow we think it can go, we never going to know until we push the ball off the hill and it becomes kinetic energy. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy how it works.
Physics terms.
Yeah. It's for my scientists out there, you know, who like science and can connect it to science. But, yeah. And nothing has to be super, how can we say it, structured. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of people, not even myself. I try to stay away from this. A lot of people can get stuck in trying to get in the exact, schedule of things. Itinerary this, itinerary that. What are you going to do? You know, sometimes it's best for you not to know what you're going to do. I'm not saying go outside with your head all bobbling around, like run around like a chicken with his head cut off. But go outside with openness. It's okay to have an itinerary, but have openness in that itinerary. You know what I'm saying? If some shit don't work out, it just don't work out. And what you gonna do, roll over and cry? Because your itinerary didn't go as planned?
That's another thing that I realized. Like, a lot of people try to have a structure for themselves in life, and when that structure doesn't work out, they just break apart.
Yeah.
And that's actually leads me to the next point. That's another thing people need to realize, that you don't depend on your setbacks to, like, don't just take your setbacks and completely disassemble because of your setbacks.
Right.
You feel me? You take those setbacks and you move forward from them setbacks. You can't just fall down one time and stay down. You got to fall down one time and come back up 10 times. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's just...
And do everything in terms of you. You got to see everything and everybody as your reflection. I don't know if I say this a lot or have said it a lot in a lot of videos or a lot of podcast episodes, but understanding that you are the universe and you are the world and you are your own reality. I can only see Mo to the extent that I see myself. I can only see strangers on the street to the extent that I see myself because I don't fucking know them. Okay. And it'd be hard to see them for who they are if I haven't known them in their entire lives. Mm-hmm. You see, we go through life as separate individuals. I've had all my past traumas or all the things that I've been through, all the things that I've seen. You've had all your past traumas, all the things you've been through, all the things that you have seen. But I met you when you got here. Mm-hmm. So I only know this version of you. True. And you only know this version of me. And to go even deeper down the rabbit hole, you only know what I have expressed to you, mm-hmm. or what you have observed from me, or stuff that I have allowed you to observe from me, you know what I mean? And to even go deeper, you've only seen it at key points in time, if that makes sense. You're not with me all day.
That's true.
So you only see me at certain points of the day, mm-hmm. and from that, you constructing this image of me inside your head. And I'm doing the same thing with you. And when I do see you, those are the moments I constructed. And when I don't see you, I'm using all the information that I've gathered and I'm building this picture still anyway. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be around for me to build a picture of who I think you are. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take what I saw and just connect it with shit that I've seen before. See, that's something we don't really pay attention to. That's something I just started paying attention to right now. The fact that people are us. And I say it, but like, really holding on to it now.
I feel like that heavily relates to perception and just how you perceive people.
Okay.
So you was talking about how I only see the version of you that you wanna portray out to other people. People only see the version of me that I let other people see of me.
Yeah.
So what about the version of myself that other people don't see of me?
They don't see it.
What about it?
Like, what you mean?
How is that in any way, shape, or form, like, what's the word I'm looking for? how does it matter is what I'm really looking for.
Does that side of you that nobody sees matter?
Does it matter?
That's a good-ass question.
Because no one's going to see it, really, so.
True.
And so, if everything is based off other people's perception of myself,
yeah,
does that really matter?
No. Essentially, like, in terms of, like, just a quick answer, it's like, it.
But isn't it still me, though?
It's still you. But they don't know that, and they don't have time to know that. So that's why we depend on each other as human beings to open up as much as we can so we can get a deeper understanding of each other. Some people you're going to open up to surface level. Some people you're going to go a little deeper. You know what I'm saying? And the people you go a little deeper with going to understand your actions more. And the people that's surface level with you, they're going to see your actions, but they only able to perceive them with the information that you have given them. On some real shit. And it's like, it's up to you to pick and choose who you do that to. And you have to come to the understanding or accept the responsibility in knowing that when those people that you don't really open up to judge you a certain type of way, you can't get on their ass because they judging you a certain type of way. Because it's you who opened up a certain level to them. Uh-huh. So, to take responsibility, that's my fault. You know what I'm saying?
If a certain person perceives you in a certain way, it's your fault. Is it always your fault, though?
No, it's not always your fault because everybody has their own perceptions of everybody else because of the shit they went through. Mm-hmm. But it's like, in terms of somebody understanding you, I don't want to say it indefinite, but I want people to understand that. In terms of people understanding you, they can only understand you to the point of which you opened up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I told you pieces of my life and then you did something that triggered another piece of my life, I can't get mad at you for triggering that piece of my life if I never told you that piece of my life happened.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get in on that.
In other because terms, it's unknown. It's unknown to us. So you can't blame us.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's going to mean something to you more than it's going to mean to us if we don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting to the point,
Yeah, and that's that part. The piece you talking about is, they not going to always understand, though. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's when it becomes more of a choice for them not to understand, or more of a habit or a fear of change on their part to not understand. You know what I mean? Because I can open up, I can tell you about stuff, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's under any type of law for you to give a fuck.
That's true.
You don't gotta care about what I say. You can still go on about, you know, if I say this word hurts me, you can be like, whatever, nigga.
Yeah, you just continue on with your day. Like, it don't matter, really.
Yeah. So, we gotta be able to, that's why I say we gotta be able to accept the responsibility of, okay, it's possible for me to get perceived this way if I share this certain amount of information. And if they judge me off that, based on what I shared and what I didn't share, okay. But we can't go around caring about everybody's opinion at the same time. If we do that, and we just wouldn't be able to be ourselves because we wouldn't be moving in congruence with ourselves. We would be moving in congruence with everybody else in their life going on. But even that get mixed up because we don't never know what anybody else is ever thinking.
That's true. Do you think that each and every person controls their own perception of themselves?
If you take the time to learn who you are, then yeah, you got the chance to potentially understand your perception of yourself. But that come with time and understanding of yourself and even understanding your own events. Because we judge ourselves too. And sometimes we forget to judge ourselves according to the events that have happened in our life. Like, you may get mad that you reacted to something a certain type of way, but you may not remember that something in your past happened, and that's why you're reacting that way. You just getting mad at the present version of yourself, and you still ain't, not even forgave, but took time to nurture that childhood part of you that was hurt back then. Mm-hmm. And that's showing it right now. That's our responsibility to cater to ourselves. We got to be able to go back and either forgive ourselves or tell ourselves that it's okay. And then that inner healing is what's going to move us forward. That makes sense.
I kind of understood, but like at the same time, like you were, so you was connecting it to how memories from the past can spark a reaction in the future, like a trauma reaction.
Yeah.
And were you relating that to perception
of yourself, not of others? So I'm saying, like, now we doing the inward thing, because you were saying the perception of myself. Do I control the perception of it? It's gonna take time for you to do inner work and try to understand the person on the inside, because it's not all surface level. It's not all your conscious thoughts. It be your subconscious thoughts too. And your subconscious thoughts are primarily built on childhood events, and then is built on subliminal thoughts and things that you tell yourself on a day-to-day basis. But a lot of what we do as a child is thrown into our subconscious mind because the conscious isn't built yet. So anything traumatic that happened while your subconscious mind was still in its, like, you know, earliest development, it's going to stick there. And that's a lot of what we react off today. So if you're dealing with yourself today, how can I put this? You're dealing with yourself today and you're reflecting on, like, maybe how the week or the month or the year has been. You can't necessarily get upset with yourself at that certain moment in time. You know what I mean? You got to be able to try to understand, why did I react that way? What could have caused me to react that way? And then you'll look at the moment and say, okay, he or she did this and I retaliated this way. Why did that action that they did cause me to retaliate this way? So let me go a little bit deeper. I noticed some years ago the same type of situation happened and I reacted this way. So let me go back a few years ago to as early as I can remember, and then try to understand it from that viewpoint. To give you a better example, we could try to do, like, kids who were abused or something like that. You know what I mean? And they may have a retaliation to certain actions outside of themselves, because when you get abused verbally, you never feel like you could stick up for yourself, I believe. And if somebody is attacking you when you get older, you're going to try to shout back to combat, you know what I'm saying, that certain moment that happened in your life years ago. You know what I mean? So when you start to notice that you always combat and you say, why do these certain words hurt me? And then you go, oh, I was verbally abused as a child, and now I'm trying to retaliate and I'm taking it on others. So you got to be able to sort of forgive that part of your life and accept it for what it was, and understand that, okay, this is why I'm retaliating like that. Now that I'm aware of it, I can change it.
Do you think that every single person's aware of that, though? That's a thing that it really comes with. It's really, like, dependent on the person, because a lot of people, they don't reflect on their past. Their past is just the past. You're not going to reflect on something that already happened. You can't change it. So how would you recommend to a person who doesn't reflect to the past, how would you recommend for them to learn from these mistakes that we're talking about?
If they don't want to take the time to sit down with themselves, because that can be a scary time. And that journey is not for everybody to go on alone. So, like, certain people got it in them, got that dog in them to take it on. You know what I'm saying? Got that dog in them to take it in on their own. And do their best to, you know, reflect on their past in that sense. But it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to go out and seek help. It's okay to get a therapist. It's okay to get a psychiatrist. It's okay to do that type of stuff. But you accepting that help is going to be based on you. Because even when you get to the therapist, psychiatrist, or whatever, they relying on you to tell them their information so they can help you backtrack. Because then again, they don't fucking know you.
They don't.
You coming in on a random Thursday at 5 o'clock for an hour, expecting this motherfucker to fix you up in the next 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to go in and be like, okay, this is what I remember. And their profession is to try to recall on information or past patients to help develop you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody is different, but it's certain key points that, I guess you can call them key performance indicators. You know what that is? A KPI is basically like, okay, what's been working? I want to keep doing that. Key performance indicators. Yeah, I want to keep doing that. So they're going to take these KPIs that they build up from years and years of clients and try to use them with you. And things that don't work, they're going to throw them out to the side. And the things that do work, they're going to keep pressing them on you. And the more that they press those KPIs on you, you open up just a little bit more, just a little bit more. And then you finally get to the, oh, yeah, I was done, boom, 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 as a child. Mm-hmm. It all linked back to your childhood in some sort of type of way, in my eyes.
Going back to that opening up point, I think that I generally do think that heavily relates to just men nowadays, and this really, like, it's kind of like a masculinity thing to not open up.
Yeah,
we don't want to put our pride aside, like,
true,
going out of our way to tell the problems we went through. It's just not a thing that really men of quote unquote a real man would do. We would take those problems and face it by ourselves. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, a lot of men especially can't do that.
No.
It's, I don't know if, like, our generations got weaker, if, you know, like, I don't know what happened. It could be, like, our hormones or something.
What's going on?
Something's going on. But nowadays, a lot of these people, and men specifically, we carry these problems on our back to the grave.
Yeah.
We don't even want to talk about it to nobody, whether it be our mama, our father, brother, cousin, therapist. Yeah. It could be whoever. And we're taking these problems to the grave and knowing damn well if we just talk about it, put our pride to the side and talk about it, we could heal. And not just us healing. If we heal, the people around us finna be happy too.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's this problem that we're all facing. Just everybody want to be tough, tough, tough. Everybody want to be masculine, masculine, yeah, masculine. Like, bro, put your pride aside and fix your problems before you want to be like a real man. You can't be a real man carrying all these problems and just
putting them on everybody else.
Put them on everybody else. That's not a real man. A real man will communicate. Like, communication is key. Like, this, yeah, I can just keep going and going. Yeah. Like, it's just it blows me.
No, I get what you're saying. And when we say, like, you put your problems on everybody else, we're not saying you done opened up and put your problems on everybody else. It's like, it's coming out in your actions and shit, yeah, now. Because it's so repressed. It's so down deep inside of you that you not realizing you talking aggressive to your moms now. Mm-hmm. You talking aggressive to your friends and shit now. You a little bit more passive aggressive and disrespectful with your tongue. You, mm-hmm, know what I'm saying? You a little bit more reserved off, and that's making people feel some type of way about you. It's gonna portray in your actions. Mm-hmm. Because one thing that emotions will do is they're gonna seep out. They gonna will. Show on your face, they're gonna show on your actions. If they not coming out in words, they coming out in a physical way. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying physical gotta be beating somebody up though. Mm-hmm. It's coming out in how your body language. Body language is a real thing. It's gonna,
so many different ways.
Yeah, so you got, I find myself even dealing with that problem in terms of just putting it on myself.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And one thing I guess I could open up about is that the reason I probably won't open up to my mom is because I'm scared of worrying her with my issues. The reason I don't want to open up to my dad sometimes may have to do with, I don't know, sometimes it just be hard. And I think men can relate on that in terms of just, it's just hard to open up to your dad. Even though he that guy in your life, you know, you can go to for anything, sometimes it's just hard to say out loud. And maybe we just got to push the ball over the hill in that sense, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And ask our fathers for that guidance, because they probably feel the same way.
If they don't, they definitely have at one point in their life.
And they waiting to experience that moment with you. Mm-hmm. So, as men, as boys, teenagers, whatever you want to call ourselves, I don't want to rob my dad of that experience. Mm-hmm. Because I want to be Mr. Tough Guy. I want to be Mr. Can Do It On His Own. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? I don't want to, yeah, rob my dad of that experience in terms of healing who he is and healing who he once was. Because our fathers go through so much shit.
They do.
Everything. And I know women is super important. It's y'all month. It's March.
It's March.
It's March. It's y'all month. We love y'all. But you got to hear us out. Men go through so much shit in terms of having to carry baggage on their back like you were saying. Fathers don't get enough appreciation, and
they want to carry that bag silently too.
Yeah, that's, and they don't want to speak up about not getting that appreciation because we felt maybe it's just not for us to receive. Mm-hmm. You know, so one thing I always, if anything, if I find myself lacking something in any type of relationship in my life, in terms of like friendship, family, or whatever, it's like that appreciation piece be like my biggest thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care what I get back. I just want to know I'm appreciated. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That don't have to be through a big gift or something monetary. It's just the acceptance part. Mm-hmm. And that's a hard part to open up because it's like, yeah, as a human, we want to be accepted. But as a man, I feel like being accepted is like something that gives us purpose in a way. Mm-hmm. The man is built to provide. You know what I'm saying? We don't feel appreciated for what we're providing. It becomes a hassle to do so because you still got to do the job, even if you don't feel appreciated. Mm-hmm. You still got to produce this work, even if nobody give a fuck. Because who going to stop and help a man? You know what I'm saying? That's how I see it. Mm-hmm. And that's...
Do you think that's a good way to see it, though?
Nah, that shit unhealthy.
And how did you come to that viewpoint?
About what?
About how you just perceive a man is supposed to be.
That's just something I learned that from the history books at school.
Exactly.
One thing I done seen in public in my everyday life, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? They laugh at the man, but they go help the woman. And that's not a problem. I'm not saying we shouldn't help women, but we got to uplift our men because, dog.
We can't all be independent.
Yeah. And, yeah. And it's okay to be independent, but we need each other.
Of course.
Everybody needs each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay to be independent. Oh, I did it on myself, but I don't want to just do it for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And not saying I want to do it for the Vine. Not saying I want to do it for the gram. Do it for the house. Yep. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to do none of that. I want to do it for something bigger than myself. Mm-hmm. I've said that before. It's cool to have that self-love, that self-uplifting, that's this and that. But it's like, bro, it's not just about me, man. Mm-hmm. It's outside. Like, I want to share experiences. I don't want to depend on people, but I want to be able to experience the moment with people. Share my blessings. Accept other people's blessings. And just do it. Because, okay, it's cool. Okay, cool, I got it. Who gonna see it? And not even in a way it's like, who gonna see it? I want the likes. It's like, I want somebody else to see and share this moment with me. I want to share this moment with somebody. Yeah.
And you can't do that being independent little nigga just trying to carry the home bag by himself.
Yeah, trying to do it all by yourself.
You're gonna push everybody away. Nobody won't gonna come at you when it's time to shine. It's just gonna be like you by yourself. Yeah. Maybe some people like being by themselves, and that's cool.
That's cool.
But like, majority of people, we rely on other people. That's not something that...
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Matter of fact, it's something that God gave us.
Yeah.
He gave us Adam and Eve. He didn't just give us Adam. He didn't just give us Eve. Yeah. He gave us another person to share with.
Yeah.
So why be independent when we were made to share with each other? That's how I look at it.
It's not dependent on each other. It's interdependent.
Interdependent. Where so, we both depend on each other.
Yeah. So... It don't even always have to be an exchange of sorts. Mm-hmm. But I can't give 100% of something. Some things as a man or as a guy, I just lack. Mm-hmm. I don't have the motherly love touch.
Yeah,
That's why it's important to have a mom in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
She got the estrogen. You know what I'm saying? She bring the calming hormone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She made me want to go to sleep. So, and then the guy... He brings the masculine balance. Mm-hmm. He brings the logic to the problem. He brings the order to the problem. Nigga, how the fuck we supposed to do anything alone if we got two, I don't even want to call them opposite, but like just these two different things that interlock with each other. You can't raise a child on all masculine energy. Mm-hmm. He end up having certain type of problems when he get older. You can't raise a child on all feminine. He gonna grow up to, I don't know. They said guys without dads who just grew up with their mom end up growing up to be more violent.
Because they missing that father figure.
That guy that just help them keep them calm. Mm-hmm. Because one thing that women do, and I'm sure they don't like to hear it, is they react off emotion. Mm-hmm. They are emotional beings. Women are very emotional. And I don't knock them for it. That's just how they built. They
it's also not a bad thing to be emotional. Yeah. You're expressing what you truly feel, mm-hmm. and that's a good thing. So, shout out to women, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool. But the men is what bring the logic and the real critical thinking to the problem. Because mm-hmm. we can't afford to move off emotions. We move off emotions, and nigga gonna stab
nigga
us.
Gonna kill you.
Nigga
yeah.
cooked. You're dead. You know what I'm saying? As a woman, it's like you react off emotion, we like... All right, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, chill,
cool down.
We really, we hear y'all out. Mm-hmm. As a man, bro, it's like, all right, what do I have to do in this situation to get to the end? Women, they just react. You know what I'm saying? We ain't go, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with it. Embrace yourself as a woman.
I'm saying.
Yeah. There's some other key points about that I could jump into, but it's too controversial for me to even, like, step into without interviewing a woman.
We might need a woman in the conversation.
Yeah, we
got to
get a woman on the conversation. Because they know more than we do about
obviously,
them.
Because
we just observing them for real. We just observing everybody for
back,
real.
Back to, this goes all the way back to our observing point, our perception point. This is how we perceive a woman.
This is how we see women. Yeah. If women want to understand how guys see them, y'all emotional beings. I don't brush y'all off for it, but I'm not saying I don't take women serious. I just understand their viewpoint more. Because it's like, oh, damn. She don't care about the action or whatever, she care about the thought behind the action, mm-hmm. maybe. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. that's what she reacting off of. So, that makes me think about my decision more and not in an insecure way, but mm-hmm. I got to really watch what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? As a guy, I can do something. We take it for face value. Mm-hmm. You do something to a woman, she looking at every other fucking possibility of something, you know what I'm saying?
And that's exactly why you need both in the life, so you can get the balance, both mm-hmm. perspectives, and it's just...
Interdependent. You got the emotional side, and you got the logic side, and they're supposed to work together to help you be more in tune with your feelings, because feelings are not emotions.
They different. Explain that.
Feelings are not emotions. Okay, emotion, my best way I put that, I'll close out with it, because we're pulling up on our...
I bet.
Emotion is energy and motion, right?
That's energy and motion.
Energy and motion is emotion. And that's how you're feeling at that current moment in time. Mm-hmm. Whatever your energy out, whatever your energy is in the current moment, is going to put that into motion. When your energy is negative, mm-hmm. when you angry, you upset, what you going to put into motion?
Negative
things. Yeah. You're going to lash out. You're going to mm-hmm. start cussing. You're going to start yelling. You know what I'm saying? When your energy is positive, what you start putting out? Emotion.
Good.
Your good vibes. Yeah. You're going to be happy. You're going to be smiling mm-hmm. and shit. Feelings, that's internal. It's just when you know something. You know what I'm saying? Like that gut feeling.
It's in your head, but you're not really acting on it.
Yeah. I don't even know if I can say it like that. The way I think about it is, it's just something in your body. I feel like your heart is what shows your feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like. Or your gut, you know what I'm saying? Your gut feeling. You ever just get that gut feeling?
Something wrong, something right.
You be like, something wrong, something right. And you go based off that. And that's mm-hmm. important because that is affirming. That's an affirming mm-hmm. feeling.
Yeah.
We can't just push that off to the side. Mm-hmm. That's real. That's really happening inside of you. You got to pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. And even when you choose and it may not seem like the right decision at this current moment in time, it's going to help you along the way. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I can get into that on another episode. This is 48 minutes. Like, this is cool. They probably not even listening no more. Even though it was a gym. Hey, whoever, listen, Tyson.
Heard the whole spiel.
We're going to close it out. Mosisa.
Thank you for
having me. Do me a favor and just, what's a quote that's been on your mind lately? That's quote of the day.
Oh, what's quote of the day?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Go for it.
All right, I'm going to give y'all a quick rundown. Actually, I go to USC. Me and Austin, we both attend USC, University of Southern California. And last week, I went to, not a BBSA.
Yeah.
What's BBSA stand for?
The Black Business Student
Black Business Student Association.
Yeah.
I'm not even a business major, first and foremost.
He pulled up, though.
I pulled up, because why not? Shout out Biological Sciences. Shout out my major. But, so a couple people from the Clippers office came to speak to the students about you know, business and like opportunity. And then there was, I'm trying to recall his, I think his name was Andrew. He said, you must do what you're told before you came. Hold on, I'm trying to recall this quote. Oh, you gotta do what you're told before you can do what you want. That's what he told me. And I thought about it and I was like, it's kind of like a building process.
Yeah.
At first, this is like in a job sense. Like at first, when you first get hired from a job,
yeah,
you gotta do what you're told. You gotta build up and become better, get a higher position, blah, blah, blah. And then once you've done what you're told enough, you can start doing what you want. You've gotten to a higher position.
Yeah.
So for some reason, this quote has been on my mind. So yeah. I just wanted to share with y'all. Shout out Andre. I forgot your last name, gang. But
You want me to give you a even better way to think about that quote? You got to learn the rules so you can break them.
You want to explain that before you end the podcast?
All right, look. When I say you got to learn the rules before you break them, I learned that in advanced art class in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they teach you all these different mediums and the way they're supposed to be done. So you learn how to pencil draw, ink, shade with pen or some Scrabble, script, whatever the fuck. And you got to learn the rules of how it's supposed to be done so you know how to break them.
And what does breaking them achieve?
Just don't do it.
Does it achieve right? Like a better piece?
You go off your feelings and however you're feeling at that certain moment. But you got to understand what you doing wrong. You can't just be doing shit wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to know.
You got to know it so you can voluntarily not do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you got to learn the rules to break.
Oh, shit.
You got to do what you told so you can what?
So do you what can you do want. What you want.
All right, bet.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to close it out like that, man. Thank you for coming on.
Course,
thank you for chilling with me.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.